You need to know.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now.
Hit.com.au.
Okay, guys, there are some brand new exposure sites that we need to explain to people and cover off. And obviously, we do broadcast to all of New South Wales.
Yep.
But right now, all eyes are on not just Sydney, Greater Sydney, but the Central Coast in particular, because that is the area where there are some new cases that have popped up.
There have been some developments over the weekend, and here to explain is HIT's New South Wales News Director, Dave Dolan. How are you, Dave?
Good, thank you, Nick and Maz.
Morning, Dave. Okay, can we just first of all cover off what's happening on the Central Coast? Can you give us a bit of an update on exposure sites and what people in those areas need to do?
Sure. So firstly, it started because we had a household contact of 4 previously announced cases test positive. Now, that person has visited over a dozen venues while infectious late last week, including some of the Central Coast's busiest shopping centres. Now, you'd imagine if you had people in your household with COVID, you would be laying low too. It appears that hasn't happened. But
no, it feels like they went on a shopping spree. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's borderline offensive.
Many, many places to shop, not just like a quick trip to the shops. This was like, let's go to all the supermarkets.
Lots of browsing. Now, we don't quite know yet exactly what's happened here, but it doesn't really matter because the damage has been done. So you're right, there is a very long list of casual contact sites. Westfield, Tuggerah, also Lake Haven and North Lakes shopping centres, and the Bunnings at Charm Haven, over a dozen sites, and really popular, busy venues. So lots of people would have got text messages last night saying that there were casual contacts. So the advice there is to get tested and isolate until they get a negative result. And New South Wales Health has that full list on their website, including times.
Okay, that's covering off what's happening on the Central Coast. And that's just good to know what people are supposed to do, because I think there's been a bit of confusion, Dave, around if I am a close contact, what does that mean? So it's just good to kind of, you know, lay it bare on what the protocol is.
So just quickly, Matt, so there's only one close contact exposure site. That's the H&R Block at Tookley on the Friday afternoon. So obviously this person's got their tax done as well.
Yeah. That'll be nice to have a nice little cash injection coming in.
It's July. It's a good time to do tax.
Now, Dave, obviously big story over the weekend as well. We saw unfold on Saturday some really ugly scenes in the Sydney CBD of people protesting the lockdown. It kind of felt like it came out of nowhere. What have police had to say about the protests so far?
Oh, it was horrible, Nick. So we had 57 people charged so far. They're furious, as you can imagine, and they vowed to investigate every single report into that protest on Saturday. So far, more than 5,500 calls have been made to Crime Stoppers. So people are dobbing in those who attended. It didn't take them long to catch up with our bloke who has gone viral, of course, for appearing to strike a police horse.
What a prick.
I know.
Now, there was some conjecture over whether he punched the horse or not. And that's now for a court to decide that he has been charged. Thankfully, that horse called Tobruk wasn't injured and is back on duty now. And just quickly, Nick and Maz, has been swamped with donations of carrots.
Great.
So,
good.
An outpouring of support for Tobruk, the
police
horse.
There are beautiful stories amongst the chaos. That's what I love about humanity.
Absolutely.
Like, there's that dark side, and then there are some beautiful moments as well.
Yeah.
But this the protest it hasn't gone to plan as to what they would have hoped for. I mean, there is a time and a place for protesters for protests, but they got it wrong here. There is a lot of anger around. I get that, but the Premier's not going to reverse her decision because of a protest in Sydney.
No.
And they're now saying this lockdown could last until mid-September. So the government could make a call on that this week, possibly as early as today. But the fear is that this protest will turn into a super spreader event. So
that was what I couldn't really understand, Dave. And I agree with you. Like, we have the right to assemble. Yes. Not right now, though. This is not the right time to do that. And what I guess angered me the most was I understand the frustration, because a lot of people are living through this together and our situations are vastly different, yet we're one in the same. It's a really challenging time. That is not going to help. All that is going to do is make sure that these lockdown laws stay in force for even longer, because cases are going to escalate even further now. There's a super spreader event that's been organised by people who are not really taking this seriously. That's what I felt. I was like, anyone who's marching in that protest is not taking this seriously, and it's a very selfish act when we need to band together as a community to rise above and get through this.
I think it's worth also mentioning that the police minister did urge people who were there to get tested. And look, if you were at that protest, I presume half the people don't believe in testing and don't believe in masks and stuff as well. But if you were in that area and you're on the Central Coast now, or you're in Greater New South Wales, get tested. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for yourself.
Yeah, so I guess we just all have to bunker down now, Dave, and we just wait for Gladys Berejiklian to let us know what it's going to look like later this week as far as lockdown, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. All we can do is just wait and hope that those numbers go down. I mean, you're right that, you know, that this protest could you know, see that lockdown extended
further. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
So, yeah, it'll all depend on the case numbers. And yeah, we saw yesterday over the weekend as well, a 38-year-old woman, you know, dying from COVID.
So sad.
With no underlying medical conditions. So it is a horrible disease. You don't want to get it. So
yeah.
Dave, thanks for keeping us across the news this morning. And it's, look, if you are in a situation where you're in an area that is locked down, I've heard that there's a lot of sports happening on the television at
yes.
the moment. So there's an upside. There's some great sporting action from the world's best athletes to watch while you're at home.
Good on you, Dave. And speaking of those particular games over in Tokyo, we will catch up with Liam Flanagan, who's covering them off for us from the Scorecard podcast next.